Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Belfast Men's Health Group series of podcasts. Today, I'm with Keith Cullen from SureStart, and Keith is going to tell us a wee bit about his work with SureStart and the work that SureStart offer dads. So, Keith, thanks very much for agreeing to talk to us this morning with our wee podcast, and we'll get stuck in and get straight to it. Tell us a wee bit about your role in SureStart and what attracted you to work with SureStart and obviously particularly working with dads.
Right, Paul. Well, say I've been doing this, is coming to the 14th year. So to be honest, I fell into SureStart. I didn't really know what it was to begin with. I went back to university and did a early years degree. Mm-hmm. And it was only through that I learned about SureStart. So sort of my line, it started off, I was doing courses for everyone. So it was mums, dads, whatever.
Yes.
And then just through time, basically, because I was the token fella, I became the men's worker, really. And as I said, it's just taking on that, giving activities for dads, trying to get dads out and get them to stuff to do with the kids, give mum a bit of a break too, mm-hmm. and really get more of an involvement. So I would just arrange activities. We just sort of go by what the dads want and then what's an offer around the community. So it's really looking out for as many freebies as we can get and just what we have, you know, whether it's bushcraft and the swimming pool and different things. But it's really answering to what the dads want and what they want to bring the kids out to pub.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what would that involve, or where do you go? Give me a couple of examples, or give us another couple more.
Well, When we started out, we'd have sort of tried to do a playtime. Now, I'd have seen me maybe say 12, 13 years ago, you'd be lucky if you got one or two dads at it.
Yeah.
Now, we organise play activities. So, say we were using one of the local childcare centres where they have a soft play area. So, mm-hmm. we'd be in there for 2 hours. So, we'd maybe do half hour session in there, and then we'd be doing arts and crafts for the dads and kids to do together, and then have a breakfast break.
Yes.
And it's just dads getting a chance to talk to each other, yeah. and then the kids playing about. And as I said, we do different things, whether it's like, we're hoping if these restrictions end very soon, we hope to get fishing again the end of this month. We've already had two cancelled on us, unfortunately. Well, the likes of getting the dads out, we do a scavenger hunt around Lurgan Park. But mm-hmm. I also sort of would do home visits for dads. So if there's any dads, like we would maybe have some dads that are separated and they're needing a wee bit of extra support. And I said, I'll do the parenting courses. So I find that if I'm doing any of the parenting courses, I'm able to get a good few dads, maybe half the participants would be dads because they've got, you know, someone who they know. It's building up that relationship. So as I said, usually when I go begging, could they come and join my group, that they usually turn up for the parenting program. So we're one run at the moment. There, like, there's about three or four dads doing it. So mm-hmm. all these a really good turnout compared to when it started. Would you be lucky if you got one? So you can see a real change in the amount of dads participating now. So you can.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has been, or you can contribute to the success of attracting men into the service? Because I mean, I'm in the health service now 27 years, and I remember SureStart when it was first a concept. And I mean, my initial thoughts were that it's for mums. But yeah. why, historically, was that the way it was, and it's changing?
It was initially, even the way it's sort of rich, it's always really the mum would have been the first point of call. It was really sort of to get her registered.
Yeah.
Like I remember sort of, as I said, you'd have some of the workers come down, they'd say, oh, we've got dad stuff. And it was usually mum was the first one to go, oh, he's an oddball, he'll not go to anything like that. But you find when you offered stuff out, and as I said, saying it's particularly for dads, and then the beginning said we had just a very small core group, but then once other people saw that there was other men doing it, and we would have done, you know, maybe some of the lighter things, it was the likes of trips and things away, likes of going to W5 or the Ulster Folk Park. Mm-hmm. So basically we'd been driving off in the big bus, the dads, the kids, and all the mums would be standing in the car park smiling to get a wee break for a couple of hours.
Yes.
But it sort of developed more into sort of, again, trying to get that, where they're doing sort of educational, you know, sort of trying to push the likes of reading to kids and doing activities with them. So it's always sort of been play has been the foremost. I'm sort of employed by Early Years, the organization for children.
Yeah.
And a big part of our thing is really encouraging play activities because it helps children development and, you know, their speech and language. So it's really about listening to dads and what they want. And like, I would change it. If I have something planned for a few months down the line, like we had once a group of about 7 or 8 dads who want to do a cooking program. So they were all from different parts of the world. So we had a guy from Portugal doing Portuguese food, Philippine food, all over. So it's just changed it to what group of dads you have, and not sort of trying to say you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And once they find that you're sort of, you're all right to talk to and they can trust you, you find that you build that relationship, and it sort of, it does get them to come back and they appreciate it, you know.
And from your sort of experience, what's been the sort of key barriers to breaking down and getting dads into your service? How have you managed that? I think you've talked a wee bit about building relationships there.
It probably is just the way, sort of, make sure you have in all your materials that there's pictures of dads and things like that, you know. It's not all just showing mums, and we would put a lot of, you know, the photos up just to show dads. And it's sort of, as I said, listening to them and doing the things that they want to do. And again, it could be anything. Like, we did flower arranging for dads for Mother's Day and Valentine's, so it's not all, like, I have football and fish and stuff too, but there's a lot of dads don't like football, you know. So you're trying to provide and just sort of respond to the ones you want. But it probably is a change in attitude too, because, you know, I remember myself going to, I said 22 years ago, going to sort of antenatal services, and they sort of looked at you as if you're odd, or bringing the youngster out at the time to any of the play groups, and you're maybe the only fella there, and they were sort of looking at you as if you were strange. So it's trying to make it so that it's normal for dads to be able to bring the kids out, and that their people are talking to them, they're not afraid of them, they're not a two-headed monster or whatever, you know. So it's trying to, it's changed perceptions of a staff as much as anything. And the way things are now, where, as I say, you can hardly go with your child to have them delivered now in some of the trusts at the moment because of what's going on. So it's trying to sort of increase, you know, the importance of having dads or a partner, because it's not just dads too. I would sort of have granddads and uncles and different ones going. So it's about sort of getting the men support out. And a lot of them too feeling lonely and they want to go out to stuff. But as I said, it's before, they just, there was always just the mums there. And so it's trying to get the environment that there's stuff for them to do that they'll enjoy.
Yeah. And I mean, over the years that you've been doing this, what sort of impact have you seen that fathers have had, or dads or granddads have had, in their children's lives? You must have seen a great impact there.
Yeah, I remember years ago, a Collie Fowler, when he came down to us and he was giving a talk, and he would have talked about the dad with one hand dug in the pocket and the other one pushing the pram because he was that embarrassed. But now you can see, even around where we are, the amount of dads, granddads, they're out, as I say, on their own with the babes. And it's just, especially the way things are now, a lot of our families, they're working opposite shifts. So there's no choice. So I would say there's dads that said they've really taken over a lot of the childcare, depending on what hours they're working. So in terms of, like, I had granddads coming, and the youngsters there would talk the leg of a stool, because granddads talk away to them as if they're their wee buddy. And as I said, so some of their speech language way developed, because granddads, as I said, he's chatting away about everything, and it's not baby talk or anything like that. So you can really see the difference. And so it's starting off with maybe 2 or 3 dads, we'd be, you know, have over 30 odd dads attending some of our events now, you know.
Wow, that's definitely successful, there's no doubt about it. So again, what's next then for your project for fathers? What's in the pipeline?
Well, I just did a course, the online course for Mellow Bumps for Dads. So it's sort of antenatal one.
Right.
So, as I said, that's encouraged. We had done antenatal ones in the past, but this is a new one. So, again, it's encouraging dads just to get involved right from the beginning, and the importance for the kids and for the mum to get that support there. So, they've started that at the moment. I know Robert, who's your start worker down South Armagh, and Maureen from the Trust, they're doing one at the moment, and then me and my buddy in Blossomshire start another. Keith, we're doing one couple of October, so that's a new antenatal one we're doing. And the moment I've just started an incredible babies one, and as I said again, a parenting course, and we've got, it's mostly mums and that, but I've got one dad. Things we're hoping to do is when this lockdown's over, as I say, get back to the swimming pool would be good. We had a great dad swimming program that we're running, so it's teaching dads and babies, getting them swimming and bringing them to the pool. So we'd love to do that. And ideally, we're hoping to get a wee golf thing going as well. But being out and getting everyone out, I'm all the time dad sending me, when are we getting out? When are we getting out? So. Hopefully the next couple of weeks we'll get permission to start outdoor groups again, because I think everyone's a wee bit tired of online and Zoom, and you try your best doing storytelling and things like that, but it's not the same as being out in the real world and getting to see the dads and the kids together.
No, it's that connections, getting those connections. You can connect over the phone or via Zoom, as you say, but it's not like in person. So you're absolutely right, we're all bussing to get out. And
like most of ours, it's like ours. I said a lot of times, I said the dads start off after a while, then it usually ends up, and said they're the Man United Liverpool supporters arguing. And as you know yourself, and there's always a bit of banter, but as I said, it just means they're going, they meet each other, and then they're going out to different things, and they're seeing other dads there. And I remember like one of the dads saying to me a few years ago that he was lonely. But his wife worked opposite, and the sort of things that people don't realize, that men can get lonely too. And as I said, because his wife worked opposite, and he said he was just glad to get out and have something to bring the child through, that he didn't have to think, what am I going to do today, what am I going to do today. So it's the likes of trying to do it at different times to suit all the different, everyone's different working arrangements these days. So it's the likes of you doing stuff in the evening, doing things the weekend, even as I said, I found like a morning Friday was one of my busiest, because just happened to a lot of dads at that time just were doing the late shift, so makes them feel better about themselves getting the kids out and going and doing something for a couple of hours, and it's free, so why not?
Absolutely. And then how can people contact you, Keith, or where can they get information on the services that maybe your Sure Start or other Sure Starts provide, or where can this information be got?
Well, for ourselves, we have our website. It's www.splashsurestart.org. And as I said, it shows you all. It'll be ones that are specifically for the dads, but it'll give our contact details. And then we also have Splash Sure Start Facebook. So we would use that a lot. But if you go on Family NI, the website there, it'll give a list of all the Sure Starts in the area. Because the unfortunate thing about it is Sure Start, it's not open to everyone. It's basically designated areas. So likes of myself, I cover Brownlow and Lurgan. But it's not all of Brownlow and Lurgan. So it is sort of down to checking if you are specifically in our area. But I said the likes of the nearest one here, I've got to Portadown up the road and then Banbridge the other way. So there's a
go ahead.
No, there's a lot of different Sure Starts in the areas, but as I said, it's just really finding out, if you go on, they'll be fit to tell you, give them a call and they'll fit to tell you if you're in the area, and then basically just get you registered, and it's just come along. As I said, it's from mum's pregnant up until the child's fourth birthday. That's the age that we cover. But the likes of I would have dad's offence, like we have a big bushcraft event. Hopefully we're allowed to run down to Kennego Bushcraft Centre for Father's Day. So we'll have fishing and archery and different games there. But older children can come to that too. So it's trying to make it easier for dad, just not bringing it the younger one, just to bring the older kids to for a day out.
Sounds good. That sounds something that I'd be interested in. Get a bit of archery, this guy in front of me. I'm not allowed to say that. No, cut that clip. So yes, Keith, we like to finish with a wee bit of lightheartedness. And you're not allowed to say that your current job is your dream job. So that is the question.
I'm not that big a crawler. I'm not that big a crawler.
So if we had sort of special dust, or if I had a magic wand, what would be your dream job?
My dream job.
Your dream job.
Well, I think with all the, I've missed my live music.
Yes.
And being out and listening to a few bands and things. So I think I'd love to be a festival organizer and just going around the world, just being at all the different festivals and just enjoying it. Not having to do all the work, obviously, but just being able to see different bands and just go around the world doing that. I think that would be good.
That would be cracker. Now, that sounds good. Or I've heard everybody's dream job, and I'll tell you, that's not bad. I'm up for that one too. Sounds good. Look, Keith, thanks very much for joining us at the Belfast Men's Health Group for our wee podcast. It was magic listening to you, and thanks very much for all your information.
Listen, thanks for inviting me, Paul, and all the best.
Not at all, Keith. Take care now. Thank you.
You too now. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.